USDT trades 8.5% above the dollar in India as access tightens. Tether's USDT is quoting around 8.5% above India's official USD-INR rate, a local premium that reflects how much harder it has become to move money in and out of stablecoins in the country. The gap was reported by CryptoSlate on June 29, 2026, and it is a local pricing story, not a sign that USDT has lost its peg on global venues, where it continues to trade at roughly a dollar. A premium of that size is unusual. Stablecoins exist to track the dollar, and in deep markets, the spread between USDT and the underlying currency is a fraction of a percent. An 8.5% gap means an Indian buyer pays close to 108.5 rupees of value for every 100 rupees of dollar exposure they get on paper. That spread is the price of access in a market where the legal on-ramps have been narrowed. The mechanics behind the gap: the premium is a supply and demand imbalance at the local boundary, not a flaw in the asset. Demand for dollar peg tokens in India stays high because USDT is the default unit for trading, saving, and cross-border transfers. Supply of cheap conversion, the ability to turn rupees into USDT and back through compliant exchanges and banking partners, has tightened under enforcement and policy pressure. When fewer rails can clear large rupee to stablecoin flows at the official rate, the remaining channels can charge more. Buyers who need stablecoins still buy them, and the clearing price drifts above parity. The 8.5% figure is the visible output of that squeeze, the same way a parallel exchange rate appears whenever official currency access is rationed. A different kind of stablecoin stress. Most stablecoin scares are about whether the issuer can hold the peg. This is the opposite case. USDT's reserves and global price are not the question here. The friction sits between the rupee economy and the crypto economy. The token works as designed, but the doorways into it have narrowed. That distinction matters for how to read the number. An 8.5% local premium is a regulatory and market access signal, not a solvency signal. It tells you that policy in one large market is reshaping where and at what cost users can hold dollars on chain. Tether's USDT has spent the past year cementing its position as the dominant dollar token, recently passing Ethereum by market capitalization, which makes any regional access squeeze on it a meaningful read on how enforcement is colliding with real demand. The cost lands on ordinary users. The people who absorb an 8.5% spread are not arbitrage desks. They are retail savers protecting against rupee weakness, freelancers paid in dollars, and families sending or receiving remittances. For them, stablecoin spending and saving is a practical tool, and a structural premium is a recurring tax on every conversion in and out. It also raises the real cost of funding any stablecoin-denominated product from inside India. If loading a wallet or a USDC or USDT card means buying USDT at a premium first, the headline product fee understates the true cost of the first dollar spent. The disclosed fee on a card is rarely the whole picture, and a local access premium is the kind of hidden layer that quietly widens the gap between sticker cost and what a user actually pays. The wider the official-to-local spread runs, the more that pre-funding step erodes any rewards or savings the product advertises. A pattern worth watching elsewhere: India is large enough that its access dynamics matter on their own. But the mechanism is portable. Any market that restricts the regulated path between local currency and stablecoins, while demand for dollar exposure stays strong, can produce the same premium. The number to watch is the spread itself. A persistent wide gap signals that policy, not the asset, is setting the local price of holding dollars on chain. For now, the takeaway is narrow and concrete. USDT holds its peg globally, but inside India, it costs about 8.5% more than the official dollar rate to get into it, and that premium is a direct function of how tightly access has been squeezed.